Hey y'all, this is Behind the Scenes with your host, Grace Garrity. I'm so glad y'all have joined us today to listen to this podcast. Today, you're in for a real treat. We will be diving into the fashion industry, but more specifically, fast fashion. I am sure many of y'all might already know what fast fashion is. As a matter of fact, I'm sure that many of you shop at fast fashion stores. For those of you who don't know what fast fashion is, it is essentially stores that manufacture their clothes in lower income countries for cheap labor to be able to maximize their own profit. They value cheap services over human morals because most companies now sacrifice the condition of their workers and wage just to make a profit. Fast fashion has always been prevalent, but it has expanded a lot more in recent years, as well as the opposition of fast fashion. Fast fashion has mainly become so popular more recently because purchasing power for consumers has grown. Over the years, people are starting to make more and more income, which allows them to purchase more goods. Also, the cheap clothing is very enticing to consumers, as well as the desire to become more fashionable. Even though fast fashion has its benefits for the consumer and the company, this is at the cost of the environment. With growing concerns for the environment, this has raised questions about the fast fashion industry and their practices and ignorance to the environmental issues they might be causing, as well as social issues. Many fast fashion stores are not ethically or morally correct in relation to their practices, procedures, and often overlook the environmental and social effects in order to maximize their sales. There are many stores today that have overlooked the detrimental effects in order to benefit their own company. Many popular ones today that y'all might know of are H&M, Zappel, Shein, Fashion Nova, and Zara. Many of these stores gain most of their revenue from online shopping rather than in person. One specific company who has really changed the industry is Zara. Zara is a fashion company mostly known for selling women's clothing. According to the Inditex, in 2006, 64% of the group's production was carried out in Europe and neighboring countries, while 34% was carried out in Asia. This statistic really shows the immense amount of their clothing production in lower-income countries and overseas because it is cheaper than production in America oftentimes. Specifically overseas, they are focused in India, Morocco, and Turkey, where labor and manufacturing is the cheapest for them. Zara has shifted away from production in China and started sourcing locally so that it is able to make changes in its manufacturing quicker. The quicker production also allows for season changes. Fast fashion companies create new products every couple of weeks in order to keep up with demand in seasonal/holiday garments and keep the consumer engaged. However, these quick seasonal changes are leading to more emissions being released. Polyester is a main material used in clothing, which is produced from fossil fuels, which increases emissions heavily when manufacturing polyester clothes. In 2015, production of polyester for textiles use results in more than 206 billion kilograms of carbon dioxide. The textile industry behind transportation is one of the biggest contributors to these emissions. This shows just how much emission is being released into the air we breathe every day. China and India, two major manufacturing countries, rely on coal-fueled plants to produce their clothing and products, which is rapidly increasing emissions as well as polyester. Not only is the production of clothing producing harmful effects in the environment, but it's also contributing to waste, toxic chemicals, and water pollutants. 60% of clothing is disposed in landfills from these companies. We will now pause for a short intermission. Please use this time to locate the country of origin where your t-shirt was made from. Welcome back from the break. I can predict that many of y'all do not have t-shirts made in the United States. A majority were probably made from lower income countries. Stay tuned to listen to how these t-shirts were made. In lower income countries, there has been an increase in child labor because it is the cheapest labor available, so it is essentially inevitable. The labor is made in unethical conditions for workers, and many times it is forced labor. This results in sweatshops. As many of you probably already know, sweatshops are places where they manufacture clothes, but in poorly run working conditions. The workers are paid low wages and are poorly treated. In countries like Italy, there's a transnational network that transports the birth of babies of Italian immigrants to China. China continues to let this happen in order to increase labor production in their own country to create growth in their economy for generations to come. This has expanded fast fashion globally because the use of lower-income countries and low-wage workers will continue to keep growing due to the large population growth in lower-income countries and less developed countries. Not only is fast fashion increasing because of the companies, but also because of the consumer. It has been estimated that there are 20 new garments manufactured per person each year, and we are buying 60% more than what we were in 2000. Again, this demonstrates the increased purchasing power from the consumer to buy more goods now. The attitude of the consumer has also shifted as well. It has been hard to reduce the customers for fast fashion because consumers who express strong concern about the environment and social issues admit that they also continuously engage in the consumption of fast fashion products due to their desire for the updated fashion. Customers are continuously contributing to the issue. Young female consumers have little idea of the social impacts, but make up the greatest proportion of customers for these companies. However, there is a little bit of hope because some customers have the right attitude. After analyzing results from a survey, they concluded that some customers concerned only with their personal wants and their own desire for acquisition, while others felt strongly that personal wants should always come second to the well-being of humanity. Consumers are turning away from fast fashion because it is ethically wrong, and focusing on companies with strong morals while making clothes is more important. More environmentally friendly produced clothing are more likely to be better perceived and more likely to be purchased by customers rather than those that are not sustainable. This examines possible solutions to fast fashion and models for sustainability. One model is the triple bottom line model. This includes how companies need to obtain all three pillars of sustainability of people, profit, and planet in order to be successful and retain customers for customer and brand loyalty. In order for companies to be sustainable, they must take all of these into consideration. There is hope for the future, but it is also in our hands as the consumer to refrain from shopping at fast fashion stores because of the damage it can do to the environment and the social effects it has in lower income countries. Next time you go to purchase a cheap t-shirt from one of these companies, think of the children that were forced to make it under poor conditions, or the emissions being released into the fresh air that you breathe that can have an impact on future generations. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast on fast fashion. Stay tuned for next week on Behind the Scenes, where we will be discussing the food industry and what they are keeping from the consumers.